commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
There are specific dates written into the Affordable Care Act. The law says the new insurance exchanges would be up and running October 1st. In many states like Wisconsin, open enrollment would end December 15th. New insurance coverage would start January 1st. You'd face a penalty on February 15th if you weren't signed up. Those are all dates set by statute. They are part of the text of the bill that was voted on by Congress and signed into law by the president. Now, the president does not get to change the law by fiat. Want a law changed? You're supposed to go to Congress and have them vote on it. But the Obama administration yesterday changed the deadlines on their own. You'll now have till the end of March, 6 more weeks, to sign up for insurance. Going to Capitol Hill was not practical. Requesting a change would have required negotiations, the normal give and take with Congress. Republicans might stay with their current let it burn strategy and turn down the change. They might have demanded a price for the 6-week delay, perhaps also a delay in the medical device tax, or delaying the individual mandate for 6 months or a year. All of this is rank hypocrisy. During the government shutdown, the White House said any changes to Obamacare would be deal breakers. Back then, it was mandatory that the law go into effect as is. Actually, changes that would have come even under the hostage-taking strategy of the debt ceiling would have been more legitimate than what's happening now. At least those changes would have been signed off on by the legislative branch. Now, there's not going to be an uproar about yesterday's developments because everyone acknowledges that the rollout is a debacle. But what we have now is the president making things up as he goes along. So let's be clear about what's happening. This is extra-constitutional.